Whether you're a Christian or not, you may have wondered about Jesus' statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." It sounds a little hypocritical or maybe judgmental to some people, but it doesn't have to be that harsh. Today we're going to be exploring one of those challenging statements of Jesus, one that could be understood as very narrow-minded and exclusive. So I'm very grateful to our good friend and one of our former pastors, Bernie Leaving, who's going to help us unpack that statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Yes, that's who we follow, Jesus. So check it out.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. 12 days ago, my wife Cindy and I came back to Tampa at the conclusion of a 15-day road trip, which included a reunion in Louisville, Kentucky, of the unit with which I served in Vietnam, the 1st Cavalry Division. Then a drive to West Virginia, where I grew up, and we visited members of my family of origin, and then drove to Pennsylvania to visit my youngest daughter, her husband, and my grandson on my son-in-law's family Christmas tree farm. The trip ended with our 2-day drive back to Tampa. Our vehicle odometer registered 2,966 miles and the 53 hours plus that I spent behind the steering wheel. Can you believe it? Cindy is still speaking to me. During those hours on the interstates, Cindy used the iExit app on her phone to keep us informed of how far it would be to the next rest stop, the gas station I wanted, and to give us the choices available for lunch at each exit. Off the interstates, we became accustomed to hearing probably Karen Jacobson's voice, better known as Siri, as she guided us through Google Maps from our motel to the closest Starbucks. Then when we got to Pennsylvania and off the interstate, she became the one we depended on for directions, as she would tell us how far ahead we would find the next roundabout and which exit we were to get off on to continue on to our destination. Siri became the provider of our way to get where we wanted to go. In today's text, Jesus not only tells his disciples that he is the way, he also says he is the truth and the life. His words to them came as they were at the Passover meal after Jesus' last entry into Jerusalem. In John's telling of the story, before today's reading, Jesus washed the disciples' feet and then told them that as their teacher and Lord, he had set an example for them to follow. They should wash one another's feet. He then gave them what he called a new commandment, that they were to love one another just as he loved them. Interestingly, John's Passover meal story does not include Matthew's, Mark's, and Luke's telling of Jesus' institution of what we call the Lord's Supper, with Jesus breaking bread and pouring wine and giving it to them, telling them to do it in remembrance of him. In the way John tells this story, the disciples surely were upset, confused, and unsure of what was going on. Jesus had told them that one of them would betray him, and Judas had quietly slipped out into the night. In response to Jesus telling them that he would be leaving them and they could not go with him, Peter said he would lay down his life for Jesus. And then Jesus shocked them by saying that Peter would deny him. He then spoke to them the words often used in funerals or memorial services. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas responded to Jesus' words, likely speaking for the other disciples as well. Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Like Cindy's using her Google Maps, Thomas wants directions, a road map. He wants literally to know the way to get wherever it is that Jesus is going. Of course, Jesus knew where he was going and how he was going to get there. He was going to be with God, Creator Lord, and the way for him to get there would be through the cross and resurrection. When Jesus responded by saying, "I am the way," I suspect his words brought to the disciples' brains God's words to Moses after his encounter with the burning bush, and God told him he was to go and rescue the Israelites from the Egyptians. And Moses asked him the name he should give to the Israelites as the one who ordered him to come to them. And God then said to him, "I am has sent me to you." Barbara Brown Taylor, an Episcopal priest, seminary professor, and author, wrote in one of her sermons that with Jesus not claiming equality with God, but being, and I'm quoting, so intimately wrapped up in the being of God, that when he says, "I am," there is no difference between the two. When you look at him, you see God. When you listen to him, you hear God. And that's the end of the quote. She went on to say that Jesus is the clear window, the porthole between this world and the next, the passageway between heaven and earth. "I am the way," Jesus said. And in this world full of polarization, exclusion, and prejudice against people because of their race, color, language, political party, religion, and sexual identity, how much we need to live our lives on the way, the path, the highway which Jesus gave us in the gospel accounts of how he lived his life and the words of guidance he gave us on how we are to live our lives. Love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Marcus Borg, a distinguished theologian and professor, wrote in his book, Speaking Christian, that, and I'm quoting, "Jesus incarnates, embodies, infleshes what can be seen of God in human life. Jesus is the way. The way is what we see in his life." And then we remember Jesus' words to his disciples and to us, "Follow me." Jesus spoke those two words 21 times in the Gospels to fishermen, a tax collector, and to others, not as an invitation, but as an imperative commandment. United Methodists, and especially Hyde Park United Methodists, have heard of the disciples' path, the way in which we follow Jesus through our prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. In his response to Thomas, Jesus also said, "I am the truth." I did not count the number of times truth appears in John's gospel, but one of the commentaries I used said it appears there 25 times, while only once in Matthew and 3 times each in Mark and Luke. The Greek word used here means the unconcealed, the opened, the revelation. So Jesus said to the disciples that he is not only the way or the path to God, it is also through he is that it is revealed who God is, to help them know the Creator God, the Father. Witnesses in a courtroom must affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Teachers often tell their students, "I've told you the truth," when they question something they've heard the teacher say. But only Jesus could say, "I am the truth." And it is in following the truth of Jesus that we can deal with this world in which we live, the world in which it is difficult to know the truth, the reality of what we see and hear on television, through the internet, and all forms of social media. With AI able to use our voices and images to create us saying and doing anything, we have the truth of our risen Lord's life and words on which we can stand as a solid foundation. "I am the way," Jesus said. And then Jesus said to the disciples, "I am the life." Last week, Sally preached on Jesus' words, "I am the resurrection and the life," and she talked about eternal life in the presence of God. In today's passage, I believe Jesus is also talking to the disciples and to us that he is the source of life, as John tells us in the beginning of the gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. Jesus is this Word. He was divine in the beginning, not created, but the sole agent of creation. John goes on to say, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the person of Jesus, about whom John also said, 'Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomever He wishes.' The bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Jesus then is the source of life as co-creator with God the Father, and in living out His life as an example of the life we are to live. Of course, He is also the source of eternal life following His death, which Sally preached about last week. Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the truth about God. And He is our source of life here and eternally. Thomas A. Kempis, a German priest of the 14th and 15th centuries, in his Imitation of Christ, said it much better than I could ever say it. He put it well, and I'm quoting, "Follow me. I am the way and the truth and the life. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without life, there is no living. I am the way which you must follow, the truth which you must become, the life for which you must hope. I am the inviolable way, the infallible truth, the never-ending life. I am the straightest way, the sovereign truth, life true, life blessed, life uncreated. If you abide in my way, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free, and you shall attain life everlasting." How will you this week follow Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life? Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for Jesus, who was not only the way, the truth, and the life for the disciples. He is our way, our truth, our life. Help us, O God, this week to follow in the path that He has set for us, that we might indeed be faithful disciples of your Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I really hope this message helped you think of ways that we can understand Jesus' words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And you can go deeper with this passage by using the reflection questions below. If you want to join a small group, maybe to discuss it more, then do check out our Next Steps page at hydeparkumc.org/next-steps. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time.